And then maybe do some introductions around the room so we know who is in the room. Okay? We have a motion for approval on the consent calendar.
Second.
Who was the first? I'm sorry.
Bill?
Sorry.
And the consent calendar also includes, I want to point out, it also includes a detailed account history between September and now. There are a few different little things on the spreadsheet that we get from, have gotten from Nicole. Not any discrepancies, but just some difference from the way it's reported. But at the end of the day, it shows what our total spent and allocated, and we do need to back out of that remaining figure that's down at the bottom of the page. We need to back out, well, remaining funding on the next remaining funding up. That's the remaining funding, I think it's right here.
Okay,
on that, we need to back out $25,000 in just set aside for contingency should the room tax projections not, or collections not meet the projections over the next 6 months. So the actual amount would be that less $25,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. How's it looking?
Can I think the next report, can at least print the right year instead of the 20 and you're guessing what year it is?
I know what
year
that?
Is. See how the date's incomplete?
Oh, at the top?
No, all the dates you say.
Oh, all the dates? Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I know what it is.
It's just 20. A matter of moving a line over on the Excel spreadsheet.
It's actually 2020.
2020. Yeah. Okay, so that's that. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. For approval of the consent calendar, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Around the room, we have?
Rob Splitter, Oregon Ghost Magazine.
Okay.
Brad Parsons, Metal Outdoor Advertising.
Neil Henning, Riffles, Believe It or Not.
Ted Bambridge, Visitor's Choice.
How many do you want?
Rick Rayburn, Hallmark Resort.
John Clark, Whalen Motel.
Carrie Lewis, Oregon Coast Aquarium.
Will Patrick, Dolphin Real Estate.
Mike Leonard, Northwest Travel Magazine.
Lorna Davis, Newport Chamber.
Jim Boatberg, City of Newport.
Dean Sawyer, City Council.
Cheryl Atkinson, City of Newport.
Okay. In consideration of a couple of people in the room, Neil, can we jump ahead? Does anyone have any heartburn if we jump ahead to the consideration of application to fill committee vacancy, which is item number D? Okay. It has been historically that the mayor has appointed committee members, although it came to our attention that the committee has to make the recommendation to the mayor and to council for that appointment. And we, Raquel Teague has turned in her resignation last year, and so we have a vacancy on the committee, and the application that we received in the timely fashion before the end of the year was Neil Hennings. And does anyone have any questions of Neil about his burning desire to be on our committee?
I move that we recommend to the council that they accept him as a member of our committee.
Second.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Motion second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Welcome.
Okay. Welcome, Neil.
Well, we
you can jump on in. Yeah. You're welcome to sit in with us.
I'd like some time to stay a little bit.
Okay. That's perfect. Okay. All right. So that will go before council on the Tuesday, the 22nd meeting, because Monday's the holiday. Okay, so we're going into the item, the agendas on our item for media considerations. And you notice that there's other things that are copied in your packet. Those are folks that got their items in after the 10-day period that Cheryl really needs them. And they have to, those have to be considered under other. And anyway, so the first one is item A, and that's the Oregon Coast International Guide, which is the visitor's guide collection. Which one is that? Is that you, Ted? Okay, Ted.
Am I supposed to stand up?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm not standing up.
Well, you can sit at the head of the table if you'd like as a chair.
No, I don't. I didn't know how many people were going to show up today, so I just brought samples. Some of you are already clients, so you probably don't need them again. Right, Carrie? Mm-hmm. Or Neil? Yeah. So we've done this book on the coast for, and I'll give... Here's the distribution of the hotels that it's in.
Once that's again, in their packet.
Yeah, we've got that.
Oh, you do? Okay, well, you don't need that. Great. So, We've done it for, we've been in business on the coast for 15 years. I think this is our 16th year, actually. And we do these books in a variety of places, like this is the one that we do in Central Oregon. Rick's familiar with it because he puts them in his rooms at his hotel. And the comment that I get from most of the hotels is the people love the information in it, the photography. Basically gives them things that they can do once they're on the coast. And the reason why I was approaching you guys is because it's something classy that's in the hotel rooms of 96 or 98 properties from Astoria to Florence. And I believe that in talking with other DMOs, that they like the idea of being able to drive traffic for people that are already in the region to come down to, in your case, come down to Newport.
What other hotels in Newport besides Rick?
There's
a little bit of
John's as well.
I'm scrambling in my head. I think we're in just about every hotel in Newport.
Okay, so our involvement then would be advertising Newport or doing the website or the 800 number, basically.
To advertise,
Because there's already editorial copy in,
correct.
And then a number of, and I'm assuming that the attractions that are featured in here are paid advertising.
Yeah. Yeah, all the things that are in there are paid. The mm-hmm. editorial obviously is not paid.
Mm-hmm.
But from your standpoint, how I was thinking about it, and I've talked to some of the businesses locally, how I was thinking of it is, if somebody's in Lincoln City or somebody's in Cannon Beach and they're staying in a hotel, when I talk to people, and I talk to an awful lot of people each year, and I just say, if you were in Napa, as an example, if this was sitting in your hotel room on top of the desk or bureau, would you pick it up and would you look at it? And just about everybody, and I don't care if they're 30 or 60, most people will say, if there's a classy publication on the area, I'm going to pick it up. So my thought is, why not expose people that are already on the coast? If the hotels have an occupancy of 40%, we're in front of just around 975,000 visitors that are on the coast. And they've got an affinity for the coast, why not expose them and bring them down to Newport? So while we're in almost every hotel room that I can think of in Newport, to me, from your standpoint, I think it's more important to be in the hotels that are in Lincoln City, the hotels that are in Pacific City, Cannon Beach, Florence, all the way up and down the coast.
And based on the fact that you think they may not have made other travel plans, and might continue their travels to Newport? Or
Correct.
Because these don't go home with them afterwards.
Some people do still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The front desk will say, can we take a copy? Can we buy a copy? We don't let them. Lorna, the one cool thing with the hardcover is because it's a hardcover,
mm-hmm.
there's a certain amount of class. That's the feedback I've had from people.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is permanency. Mm-hmm. is because it's a hardcover, people aren't going to steal it most of the time. They do sometimes, but they don't always.
Mm-hmm.
We give extra copies to each one of the hotels so they can replace it. The other thing is, I don't know if you've ever noticed, when you go into a hotel room, and I don't know what magazine that is right in front of you, Carrie, and it doesn't matter what it is, but as a soft cover, they start to get dog-eared after a while. This one always stays clean, fresh, and professional.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's got a hard coding
on. Right now, there's a number of advertising in Newport.
Yes.
What would Destination Newport add to what's already being advertised? I mean, we couldn't do anything better than the actual places. And
I'd be more tempted to run something in the Bend, but
than on the coast.
Yeah.
Honestly,
is there a Bend publication?
Mm-hmm. Central.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think sometimes that when they're already on the coast, they're already on the coast and they've already got their vacation mapped out, and it would make more sense to do something in a central location.
So I've got two thoughts on that. One is, and it's a good idea, because most of the people that go to Central Oregon, Bend, are the same people that are coming to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to go to Bend once a year and they're going to come to the coast once a year because most of the traffic is going to come from the valley, the I-5 corridor from Seattle down to Eugene. I know you get a lot of people from California in the summertime and world travelers, but when I talk to hotels, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, most of the hoteliers will say their core business is from the valley or from Seattle. A lot of those same people are going to go to Central Oregon. Now my comment, and I'm going to go back to this, and whichever direction you go is fine. My comment is that if you've got people that are already on the coast, and just think of your own travel habits, most people are going to book a vacation, and they're going to go on the internet. They'll probably book their hotel, and they'll look for things to do, but the internet is becoming, there's over 220 million websites. It becomes very overwhelming for people. And what I hear time and time again is that they'll get ideas, but they won't book anything until they get here, and they're very fluid. You can change a traveler's mind. So once they're already on the coast in another area, it's not very hard. If you give them a compelling reason why to come to Newport, they're already here. It's not a big deal to get them to drive an hour and a half and come check out Newport.
If
as an idea.
If we did something or did any advertising in either of the publications, I would say that because A, people may have already booked, or B, if they're on a vacation in Bend, will they retain the memory of Newport just from an ad 6 months out? And the only way that you might be able to drive that memory in is by putting a QR code in there that links them to our Facebook page and have them like us and follow us on Facebook, and then they get the Facebook follow-up of all of the content that we're sending out on Facebook so that they become a friend of that, and it's a continued message. It just might be a hook into us for that mechanism, so just a thought.
Rick, can you hand me that?
And when is the deadline?
The end of next month.
Okay, so we can, if we don't want to make a decision on this today, we can think more about it and make a decision.
Are these small snippets, are they paid ads?
Most of them come in conjunction with a display ad that they do.
Okay. But I just wondered if this was an editorial thing, or if this, so you've got the waxworks here, I assume.
We supply that content.
You supply the content?
Yes, yeah, so well, the picture.
But did you pay for it?
It came with the app.
Okay. Just like we did. Yeah.
And there's the same for Ripley's, or excuse me, for the aquarium.
Right. Okay. We bought it out.
Well, I saw the whole page.
Yeah.
I figured you paid for that. I just wondered if the little short things were too.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you don't.
They come together.
Yeah.
And my thought was, if you guys were going to advertise, is to have the ad right near the front of the book. You had mentioned, okay, you know, what can we add to this? You know, it's interesting. I was talking to another DMO in another market, and their comment was, if there was only one or two advertisers from our community, then I wouldn't be that interested. But because you've got about 20 or 25 advertisers from our town, their comment was, it's important for us not only to support them, but try and increase the exposure and drive more people to our community.
And this only goes as far as Florence?
Yeah, Florence to Astoria.
So it's kind of a central and north coast visitor guide.
Lorna, we've looked at going down. In fact, this year I spent a few days down in Brookings and Grove Beach. Mm-hmm. It's so spread out, and there's so much, so much vacant land in between destinations. It becomes kind of...
no longer a day trip.
No, big time.
Does anybody have any thoughts or suggestions?
It's been a good publication for us.
I think we should do kind of what we did at the last meeting and just go through all the presentations and then come back for discussion after. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So we will come back for some more discussion after we go to the next agenda item. Oregon Coast Magazine, Mile by Mile Guide.
I'm going to take the assumption that most of you are fairly familiar with both Oregon Coast Magazine and the Mile to Mile Guide. Mm-hmm. My wife and I have been doing the magazine now for 25 years. It had its 30th anniversary. In fact, we did an anniversary issue, and you folks put that in it. But we've been doing it ourselves for 25 years now. We've been doing the Mile to Mile Guide for just over 20. It is the largest circulation and most popular, most widely distributed guide for the Oregon coast. We, in fact, do the entire Oregon coast, and we have distribution on it from Eureka, California, on up to based in Long Beach, a little bit up into Raymond. We're all along I-5. We are at Portland Airport, downtown Portland. We're at the border with Idaho, the eastern Washington borders on the interstate, and so forth. We're just all over with this thing. We're 1 million copies plus the magazine itself, which comes out in March, April, and incorporates the mile-to-mile guide as the center portion of it. So we have both paid and free distribution. And people do take ours, and they take them home. And we have found people who had surprising results when they tracked their reservations. I had one person who some years ago was looking at her numbers and said it was the middle of the year that I hadn't had a great many people coming in on her ad, and she noted, oh, well, actually it's better than the Oregon Lodging Association ad we ran. And I said, yes, and furthermore, the ad that you are looking at is the one you ran last year, because you didn't do an ad with us this year. We're getting more results for you. With a year-old publication, people took home to plan their next trip than you were getting from your current ad with OLA. It was a fairly impressive number, and we get a lot of people saying similar things, which is why we have an extremely high renewal rate on it. Year after year, people tend to come in. You were with us 2 years ago with a half page. A year ago on the choice of a guide to do for the whole coast, you went with the newly produced Aqua Guide. I think that the question that you probably want to consider is distribution. I have got this in around 700 locations from Eureka to Long Beach. We will manage this year to get essentially every copy out to a good home during the period of distribution. The path with Aqua, I was never sure. I think that when they went their way, we lost about 20,000 copies that they put in the mail. Apart from that, we're still supplying every place that we ever knew wanted them. We have kept them fully supplied for the entire year. And so, as far as I can tell, we are nearly 100% of the distribution that we had before. I'm going to suggest the half page again. At the time that we did it before, we gave the 6-time rate, which I was optimistic. I don't think we had 6-time insertions. And since I believe you're now doing your own stuff, I added in the 15% agency discount to go along with that. I regret to say that I thought that you were probably going to have this presentation by someone else somewhat earlier. That doesn't seem to have happened, so I am now very close to the deadline. This, in fact, is probably the meeting. They did push on it, but that is where we're at. We will be in the March-April issue, so we'll be printing it in the middle of February, and clearly that's too late for you to wait to make up your own minds. So, my apologies, we just seem to be under somewhat of a rush here. And, all right, we're happy to ask to answer any questions we want to ask.
What's the rate for a half-page?
$36.15, is that the one?
Yes, $36.15 is less. The normal cost. You take off the discount, you wind up with $3,072.75, which is something like $11 a thousand for a half page on glossy paper with highly targeted distribution. I think that's a pretty difficult number to match.
So we...
I have copies of things that I figure most of you probably don't want to load it up with more things.
So take one.
Okay. You're also you're the Northwest as opposed to Miles by Miles.
Northwest Travel Magazine.
Okay.
We are Oregon Coast Magazine. We were Northwest Travel until a year ago.
Thank you.
Approximately. And we sold it to a gentleman who is publishing it now out of Geek Harbor. Can you call that the world headquarters?
World
headquarters for Northwest Travel now. Geek Harbor, Washington. And we're just doing Oregon Coast. Oregon Coast comes out every 2 months. And the Mile by Mile, basically, we organize it once a year, freshen it up, doing new pictures and so forth. We have two other printings. One is so that I can catch mistakes, not have to wait 12 months. The other is so I don't have to put a quarter million copies in our warehouse all at once. So it now actually goes on press three times, once around June 1st and once just after Labor Day. But you can think of it as an annual publication. From your standpoint, it's basically one unless we have an error we have to fix. It would give you the opportunity, if you wanted to put in some timely things in the half page about what was coming up, you could put in the events that are more seasonal if you felt like that. But I don't know really what your advertising look is. If you are just doing image, that's not where you want to go.
Can I see one of those?
Certainly. And I have the earlier guide in which you ran the ad. Again, I don't know if you changed creative, whether seeing an ad from 2011 makes any particular difference to you. We have one here if you want to see it.
Can I get one of those for
you? Not the current one?
Yeah. Thank you.
This is a genuinely mile-by-mile guide. It is highly suited to the way people travel along the Oregon coast, which is along Highway 101, almost exactly. We have a few side trips, like we, in fact, do the three case loop on a mile-by-mile basis. People ask for this by name when they go to visitor centers, and the reason is it just so perfectly matches what they need as they are driving along. And we put the ads as close as we can to the mile markers that correspond. So the ads are very effective.
Okay. Does anyone, do we want to talk about this now, or do we want to move on and come back again?
Why don't we move on?
Okay.
Finish presentations.
Trying to hone in on the QR code here. Okay, so we'll move on to the next item on the agenda for the time being, which is other.
Not go travel sites.
Go travel sites, excuse me. Didn't see that part. Go travel sites. And we've been getting a monthly request from them. They just send us an email every month. We have declined the go travel sites for about a year right now. I think they've added a couple of sites in Oregon, but it's just a website promoting destinations. And we have a website promoting our destination that I think is good, but does anyone have any thoughts on the Go Travel sites?
I'm sorry, I haven't had a chance to review it. What is your thought on that, Lorna?
We've taken a look at this at previous meetings and just decided it didn't have a lot of traffic on it, mm-hmm. and that they were just kind of up and coming, and that maybe keep them back of mind for the year and have them keep in touch with us is what the thought has been.
Was that the Go Travel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Go Travel site. They currently have Lincoln City, Tillamook, Cannon Beach, Rockaway, Corvallis, Albany, Mount Hood, The Dalles, Ashland, Kearney County, and Lane County. And it's like gooregon.com. And then these are the sub-sites on that. But I don't know that it's been supported by the Travel Oregon. I think it's just being sold to individual.
Is that possibly what used to be Go See Oregon?
It may have been, but Go See, I think, has turned into SparkWalk, and it's a media company now that manages social media. So, but yeah, I think this is a spinoff of the Go See, and I just don't think it gained a lot of ground at this point. So shall we move on to the next thing, mm-hmm. which is other? And we have, I have to tell you, this last 2 weeks, week and a half, rather, at the chamber office, I have spent probably more of my time on Destination Newport than I have on chamber business. And I also would say that I am a volunteer on the committee. Even though we have a contract to provide other services related, it's been a lot of media calling in and, I want to get onto the the agenda, and I've explained to each one that they have to give us the material 10 days in advance, submit it to Cheryl, they can CC it to me, and then that's the agenda opportunity for this meeting out of the box, first of the year. Everybody's still kind of shuffling. We have a few media things that didn't make the deadline. They're just under other in your packet, and so that's what this is all about. Okay, first one in there is Andrew Thorne, and that really isn't a media request as much as it is our request for some information about our campaign when we advertised in Bend on News Channel 21, because there was some question as to whether or not that, how that worked for us. But these are some statistics, and this will probably be homework if you want to take a look at when these aired and how they reviewed. And there's a summary at the end on the last page as to what the cost was and what the reach was. And these are the Nielsen ratings. And so does anyone have any questions about that, or do you want to just review that on your, mm-hmm. your own? Okay.
Can I ask a dumb question? How do you know what's good and what's not good? I mean, what numbers do you look at?
Whatever they tell you is good, you're supposed to believe is good. it's really hard to be able to say that, you know, you can look at it and say, what does the 96.4 reach mean, and what's the frequency, and what group? And without him probably guiding us through that, I think it will be difficult to read. So he provided this information and said that if we had any questions or specific questions that they came up with about it, that we could get back in touch with him, and he'd be happy to go through with us the rating.
I guess we rely on the summary to Laura.
Yeah, have a summary.
Okay,
I'll get a summary from Andrew.
No, it's in your summary.
Okay, yeah.
I guess we'll rely on the summary to you.
The post analysis, that's right. So moving on, the next opportunity is Charles Helbig, and he is from Oregon Coast Today, and our 26-week program that we ran is just about up, and he was recommending that we run again, or choose to run again. The half-page ad program was $2.30 per week, and it was free full color each run, and we also had a web banner. And then there's also a quarter page program if we wanted to run at 119, and if we want to color, add in 25 per week. The ad changes or ad content can change weekly, so if we had, you know, a real burning desire to be changing content about events, we could certainly do that. The Oregonian did buy Oregon Coast Today, mm-hmm. so it has a little bit of a different look and feel to it. Charles is still on, and it still has all of the information in it that it had before, but Dave and Nikki sold the publication a few months back. So we still have it in our office, and they have not, dropped their force or dropped their distribution or anything. They just changed. It used to be long, and mm-hmm. and now it's a shorter, wider version, still with lots of color. And
so Dave and Nikki are no longer
not with Oregon Coast Today. Mm-hmm. So they have moved on to some other exciting opportunities, I hear. So. But Charles is still with the publication. So that's another one for us to consider. Next in the packet, Brad is here. And Brad is, as you know, is with Meadow Outdoor. And there are some outdoor opportunities in Albany. This is the first one, and that's east-facing, and that one is at Highway 34, and so that's that highway that, is that the one that cuts over from Corvallis? Is it exit 228?
Yes, it comes 334 to Highway 20 to Newport.
Right, okay.
You had two posters on that road last year mm-hmm. with CBS, two posters on the same road.
Okay.
And so when we talked before, it was more about identifying those avenues that come straight to the coast that would be beneficial to you.
And then there's a second page is a Eugene, which is Lane County, and it's south facing, and that one is on I-5 West Line, about 5 miles south of Eugene. So that's in the I-5 corridor. And is that one illuminated, Brad?
Yes, it is. It's illuminated. It's a 14x48, one of the larger sizes. Mm-hmm. And these are the same locations that I had last month that we sort of tabled that you were going to discuss.
Okay. And then there's Springfield, and that's east facing. And that one is at I-1, is it 105?
Correct.
Okay. And that one looks like it's illuminated as well.
Yeah.
And then there's another Springfield east facing, and that's at 105 and 126 near Mohawk Boulevard, which is a pretty busy interchange. And that's $9.95 per month, and that one's illuminated. And then there's a Springfield east facing. That one's similar location, but closer to 42nd turnoff. And then there is Seal Rock location. And that one is Highway 101, and heading into Newport.
Is that one before or after the little mall thing?
Which one? The one on 101? That is about 5 minutes south of the bridge, okay. South of you.
It's right in the
parking lot of the glass blowing shop down there.
Yeah.
And that little mall.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, does anyone have any questions of Brad? Okay. So another opportunity that didn't come in your packet, but came via email just this yesterday afternoon. And I'm just going to pass out a couple. They were really hard to print and flatten. It took our printer a long time to think about this. And this is Mike Maloney. Remember our big wall scape? And he just sent the locations along that they have available currently. So. And there's our 90-foot one. And it looks like it's available March through May and August through October. So there's only a limited availability with that. And it's $9,000 per 4 week. And then there are other places that I think we've looked at before and have felt that they were a little bit cost prohibitive.
Mm-hmm. The ones by the Rose Quarter are incredibly expensive.
Mm-hmm. I like the one that goes up. Where we've had it at 4th and Oak.
Yeah.
It's pretty, and it's kind of nice that we already have material on that. So then there was, remember the 1859 magazine mm-hmm. got in touch with us, and we wanted to do the inside back cover, and it was sold before the meeting. And
right.
So they said that they need some editorial content from us, which we're providing. But he said that... I think they have that space should become available again. However, all advertisers are given first right on their particular placement. For Newport, we can offer a full page far forward at $2,200 per page for the 1859 magazine. And we had just told him that the next time the inside back cover came available, that we would have to have an interest in that and to let us know. And that's the high-end magazine that looks very similar to this, that's mm-hmm. in a lot of the four-star hotels and higher-end hotels in the Portland area. So there's that. And then Claudia from Portrait of Portland said, let her know if we have any interest. I think that there may be some editorial copy in one of these, too. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet because I just got the packet. So we can maybe look at those afterwards and see what there is.
Is that a new pub?
Pardon?
Is that
new? We looked at that one once before.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've looked at
that
before.
Didn't we think it was a little too high end?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Portrait of Portland. So it's here and available for us to take a look at. But she said she'd love to, of course, have us in. They plan on publishing 3 issues next year. Fourth insertion will likely fall into 2014, but gives the lowest rate. And again, this was one of those ones that we didn't receive quite in time for the 10 days, so it's something we can take a look at in the future if we want to. One other thing, too, the billboard in Newburgh that we have going up is actually starting in March as opposed to February, which is probably better timing for us. That was a scheduling error on their part, and Lee called and apologized and said that it actually will start the first week of March, which is nice because it gives us some opportunity to look at some photos for that.
Will they extend it through?
It'll be March through March. So okay. It'll still be 12 months. Okay. It's just a later starting date in February. So, okay. All right. So we've powered through those. Oh, I did. I'm sorry. You know why? Because you were actually in the packet copy. Sorry, Mike. Sitting right next to me.
That's okay.
My peripheral vision is going. So. We have Northwest Travel Magazine, and what do we?
Again, I probably didn't bring enough, but I can bring more later. Anybody needs to see one? Well, let me introduce myself again. Mike Leonard, Northwest Travel Magazine. As Rob mentioned, Dave Peterson, our president and publisher, purchased Northwest Travel Magazine 14 months ago, I'm going to guess, something like that. Magazine's been around for 21 years. Rob probably tells this better than I can. About 21 years. Dave Peterson is a 15-year executive with Sunset Magazine. And his whole goal when he purchased the magazine was to make this the Sunset of the Northwest. So our coverage is Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and British Columbia. So that's our coverage base. We are a paid-for circulation magazine. Roughly 60% of the 35,000 that we put out are home-delivered, home subscription, and the rest are all rack distributions, Fred Meyer, Safeway, Albertsons, Barnes & Noble, the airport, SeaTac Airport, Portland International. So distribution is very strong throughout the Northwest, and that's been our intent. I tabbed just kind of as a sampling so you can kind of see, not everything obviously Newport, but all of the coast. This is everything we've done is in their tabs over the last 5 issues now. We're going from 4 issues last year to 6 issues in 2013. Mentioned Dave being a Sunset exec. We also have 2 other Sunset, actually 3 other Sunset contributors. When they closed their Seattle office down, they've been writing for us now. Jim McCausland, and Steve Lorton, I'm not sure if you know either of those 2 guys. And the other person, I cannot remember her name, I apologize for that. And then Alan Cox, who is our editor-in-chief, has been probably here at least once or twice for fan tours. So some of you may know Alan. We are not trying to be a chic, Seattle Met or Portland Monthly magazine. Our goal is to reach demographic profile of a 45-year-old. It's kind of our median age, household income of 85,000 plus. And really, the whole idea behind our magazine is to provide inspiration for people to travel. Mm-hmm. We have a section called Pour for beer, wine, distilleries, section called
food, obviously for food, day tripping. We have secret escapes that we do quite often. We just did a big feature, as Carrie probably has maybe pointed out to some of you, on the aquariums. So we did, the major feature on that was the Oregon Coast Aquarium, but we also featured Boomer and the Sea Lion Caves and others throughout the Northwest. The proposals, and I don't know if, Laura, if you had a chance, did those get distributed to everybody as well?
They're in here, okay. Yeah, they're in our packet.
So I put together some proposals for you, trying to be very conscious of spending, so I did price them very competitively. I mean, we certainly want to earn your business as a magazine and bring people to Newport from outside of the general area. When we talked a little bit about the coverage, percentage-wise, 35% of our pay distribution is covered through the Oregon territory. 45% in Washington, 10% Idaho, 10% British Columbia. Rack distribution, we've got 600 plus stores in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho, and another 230 that we reach up in Canada. And upcoming in our, not the next issue, just published in March, April, so the May, June issue, we'll have a Oregon Coast lighthouse. It's going to be the feature on lighthouses. And we've got six different...
May, June?
I think it's the May, June issue now. We've got about six or eight different covers that we're looking at right now. We'll be doing a big story. We did a story, I think I don't know, to tip my fingers on Bend Brewery, you know, their big Jubilee. And so we're going to be doing a similar thing on the Rogue Brewing Company here in the months ahead. And I think, other than that, I did share with Laura, and this is just kind of an offshoot thing, that we've got a visitor's guide collection that we've got coming out just once a year that we are partnering with travelguidesfree.com. So for basically a NYPA page plus their website, which they get 100,000 unique visitors each month. That's just something else, and I don't know if that got added in the packet or not, but on top of the proposals. Visuals, I'm big into visuals, so this is everything we did in the last, you know, year as far as stories related to Oregon. So you can see we've covered the coast fairly well, so. And that's my spiel. Love to have your business. So.
Are these paid for regional events?
Pardon?
Are these paid?
No, those are all free. Yeah, the regional events guide is just anything that you want to put in there, you can send it to me or to Alan Cox later.
So you don't solicit for those, you just...
You know, he spends about, I don't know, 20 hours or more compiling that information. So a lot of it is past information, you know, year after year for different events and such. It's information that he gets, and I think he does actually go looking for information.
Okay.
He probably doesn't get everything in there.
I didn't see our Seafood and Wine Festival at all, so I was kind of wondering. It's like, okay. So does anyone have any questions for Mike about the proposal? Well, do we want to do what we did last time, folks, and ask all of our media friends to maybe leave so we can discuss this?
We
can't make you leave because it is a public meeting, but it's a courtesy.
Do you want us to come back in later, or should we call?
You can just follow up with me if you want to.
That
you can either call or just email me, or I'll email you. If we... you know what, guys? Do you have your cell phones handy?
I do.
Do we have any questions real quick? If I could get each one of your cell phone numbers real quick.
On the card there.
Perfect.
Neil, I'm sorry I missed you. I dropped some stuff off at you.
Yeah, I saw it. Okay.
Perfect.
Thank
that
you.
Way, if you've left the room, you discuss it and come up with a question and not having to wait to
touch. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
No, we've got an 800 number and a local number, but no cell number.
Okay.
So I'm the only guy doing a business card because I got kicked off a plane and never got home.
That always happens to you,
Ted.
You
have these already?
Yes, I do. Yeah, we've got the whole packet.
Unruly behavior.
No, they canceled the plane.
No, I mean for short term.
Did they cancel it after they saw that you were on there?
No. Laura Perry, I'll see you.
Good to see you too. Thank you so much.
And I don't plan on getting any either. February.
Okay. No, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Self-meta. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I hope that was okay.
Welcome back, Cheryl.
And I know you missed us. I mean, we can't make them leave, but as a courtesy, it's really nice to just have the. Okay.
Well, especially when you have competing publications.
Yeah, it's awkward, for sure.
Yes. It's fine. We're good. I haven't said anything to get me in trouble so far, I hope.
Not yet.
Not yet, but it's coming.
Get the hook.
Okay, so...
So how do you guys feel about hard versus soft?
To me, it's 50-50. I think in the room, people are more likely to look at the hardcover. But as far as once they leave, you know, we don't put much in our rooms. I mean, I don't know how other hoteliers are, but I hate clutter in my rooms. And it's too much of a pain for my housekeepers to have to replace magazines all the time because I, you know, if I go in and I see one that's got a bent corner,
or they write
I'm going to
people write
go throw it back at them on their cart and tell them to replace it, and it just is too much of a hassle. So we tend to use that one primarily in our rooms. We do keep copies of some of the other ones up in. We have kind of a library on our upper lobby, and you know, people take those. You know, so there's obviously an advantage to that.
For a while, do they still do it? I remember they used to put hard copies in the room, then we had soft copies at the desk.
Mm-hmm.
So people didn't want to steal it. They came down, we gave them a soft copy.
Well, they have the, because they do have the visitor choice.
Yeah,
I think they still do that.
It's separate.
And we did take an ad
out of it. I mean, I haven't asked my
upcoming, so we've got one already.
For a long time about them, and we haven't. We have this extra box, which is probably 50 books.
Same with that. Same here. We don't run out for the next
2 years or year or whatever.
So these are rarely taken.
Right. Decisions.
I suppose if I was going to take something from a room, I would rather take a soft. Of course, then again, like he was saying, what I was saying, that people keep them in their house. I really don't.
Okay.
I mean, you know, if I take something home, it'll be in my suitcase, and it'll sit there for a couple of weeks until my next trip, and then I open it up and I go, I don't need that anymore, you know.
Okay, so on the hard stuff, I think if we went in, the only hook for a destination to advertise inside of something that's already at a destination is a website, like our mobile website, or a link to Facebook, or both.
So
in there.
We could do an ad that says...
We could do scan here, and it
for
would take them
to
the Discover Newport website,
yeah,
and it would
charge for that
$5,000.
Not a lot of the QR codes in here.
Yeah, it's what was his
that's,
rate?
That's a yearly publication.
That's a yearly publication, right?
Well, is he selling the Bend pub?
I think he'd sell it to.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know what I'm saying, the Central Oregon would be one that if we were going to go print with them.
Yeah, and I was saying,
I like
Richard,
I was
just saying,
put it in the Central Oregon.
Yeah. If we were going to do it, that's where I would do it.
Yeah. And that's a full-page ad, by the way.
The five.
So we could list a few events, but we could also do, you know, link here for more to do in Newport, and then like us on Facebook, and so people can... Yeah. You know, we can do two QR codes, the Facebook one that takes them directly to our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the value of that. Yeah.
And we can track that.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be a good way to...
We can't try our ROI on that.
Mm-hmm. We don't have one here. This one's the closest one.
Okay, so that's a possibility that hasn't left our...
Yeah, and
what I would like to get from him, though, is this same list for Central Oregon.
Okay.
To see what hotels he's in over there.
Okay.
And his deadline is end of February.
Right.
Okay.
So I will email him and ask him for the list of Central Oregon
hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't see any Oregon Coast advertisers in here. So it might be kind of, well, Michael Givens.
Right.
It's amazing. He's got, this is the Central Oregon, he's got two full pages.
He might cut a maybe he might also cut an opportunity for us to have an ad in both publications.
It'd be a fun ad. I mean, it's a ski, and then we could do a surf ad or something. I mean, it's a really...
That would be...
Because it's an active community up there, and that we could appeal to that demographic.
And it would be unique to have, you know, because there is no other coastal stuff in here for the port to pop out.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it. Like, I agree.
You see what they're in.
I will tell you that is in Sun River Resort. It's at Eagle Crest.
Oh, it is.
It's at the Ponderosa Pines. Oh. Every hotel I've ever stayed at in Bend, that publication is at, because that's where they live.
Right. You're right.
So that's their market.
Yeah.
Do we want to wait for the list to make a decision? Do we want to call him back in here and ask him how many hotels, or do you want to?
I think you'll ask him if he has a copy of the list.
Yeah. I like that surf idea very much.
Because that family surf, bonfires, you know, that appeal.
Yeah, we could do like a family surf and then bonfire
And the photo of Jim with Connor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the one in the brochure.
Yeah, if we'd love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I took a really cool picture of a family riding bikes on the beach a couple months ago, too. So.
Yeah. Oh. I think active shots up there would be great. Beach shots, surf shots, sunset, wine.
And you know, right at the beginning of their book, do you have the Central Oregon one? Is that what it is?
I've seen it before.
Check this out. This is what always struck me as funny about this publication when I read it. The welcome. Lacking some of the urban glamour of the Pacific Coast. Central Oregon.
So Hilton's in the list, but he said that basically the only major hotel in Central Oregon he's not in is, and I just forgot the name of it, the one right on the river.
River House.
Because they don't put anything
in.
So
I was just reading the welcome, which always strikes me as funny when I go to hotels.
Read that part.
Lacking some of the urban glamour of the Pacific Coast, Central Oregon more than every time I go there and I read that, and that's been the same copy for like the last 5 years. So it's pretty cool. So do we have enough information to make a decision on that, do you think, or do we want to?
I don't think we need anything else from him. I mean, because I've seen him in the, I usually stay in the houses over in Sun River, and they're in a lot of the houses over there, too.
Yeah.
So is he saying this is coming available?
No, he didn't say anything about Central.
Okay. So it seemed like he didn't.
He tried to excuse back to something else.
To the coast. I'm not convinced
he's
about
trying
the coast.
To grow the coast. Not that.
Well, I'm in favor of getting an ad in the Central Oregon. Are you guys in the... I missed the meeting when he did the soft cover pitch.
Yeah, we did go in the soft
cover. So we're in the soft cover.
And we have some editorial coming in the soft cover, too.
So
I'll go grab him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, it looks like the Oregon Coast one is dominated by the aquarium already.
Well, you opened my page and you said that.
I haven't seen your page.
No, right there.
Okay. And then, of course, the casinos.
That's my page.
The central one. That is the one that we're interested in.
Great.
What is the cost the same for an advertisement in that as it is in the coast?
Yes.
It's $5,000. Do you want to do a twofer?
What, do one and one? And I think, if you want, I've got the inside back cover available on the Bend one.
Okay, so this?
Yeah, that's my ad. It's a house ad.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it's the same price?
Yeah, I'll give it to you for the same price.
It's $5,000?
Yeah.
How much?
$5,000 for the inside back cover of the Central.
Laura said you had a twofer price.
You had a twofer price.
Let's see the Central Oregon one.
Central and Oregon Coast for $5,000?
Lorna?
No, clothing. I would do, if you want to do both, I'm just trying to think.
We don't read watches, we get the aquarium on.
That's right.
and you've got a freak, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to love the cover this year.
On the coast?
Yes. You are going to love.
I'm going to love it?
what did she have to pay you to make her love it?
No,
now you're getting me. But Kara, you can get me off my game.
Will you give us a QR code on the front cover?
Well, we don't like this.
So I have a question about QR codes. Mm-hmm. So I am told, because these smartphones are so smart now, and a lot of people are telling me that they don't use QR codes because A, they don't need another app. B, as soon as you type in a Google search, and we were talking about this, you type in the first three letters of what you're looking for, and it says, are you looking for this, 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 or this? Mm-hmm. Most people, especially the hotels, say QR codes are ugly. People don't use them. And Google is now so smart on our phones that mm-hmm. you can get to where you're going pretty doggone mm-hmm. quickly. And that's the second time you've mentioned it.
I kind of like Warner's idea on if we do the coast book.
Link it to Facebook.
Because you can link and you can get more information.
Or vice versa, on the Bend. Sorry.
The Bend.
Reverse that.
Yeah.
Just because if somebody's already in Bend, they probably don't have Newport on their immediate agenda, so it does give us the opportunity to direct them to a specific page.
Yes.
That they're not otherwise going to get to, like the Facebook page or so whatever. So something where they can, you know, probably the Facebook page is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Where they're going to get reminders of us versus just an ad that isn't going to go with them.
That gives them a takeaway, a tangible takeaway.
I mean, frankly, myself, if I'm flipping through a book like that and I see somewhere that I just take a picture of it and email it to myself, but, you know.
I guess the question is it as big as they thought it would be? Yeah.
I don't think
you know,
so.
I mean, we were going to implant it into all of our signage because we saw that was the demand a couple years ago, and now mm-hmm. people...
It was kind of like a little bit
of a fad,
yeah.
but not...
Right.
People are still doing it.
I think it's still a tickler or some bait. For people.
Absolutely.
If they're reading, I think if they read and they have a smartphone and they've used it, they'll use it again. I don't think it's necessary.
It doesn't need to be very big, though.
No,
it doesn't. Well, if you look at this app here,
it's
really small.
As you can get it and still have it register on the phone.
Oh, I
would
think.
Yeah. I mean, I just
it does
got
take away from the ad. They are ugly. It takes away from.
We have lapel pins made.
No, I suppose if you had it, just that was small and you had a corner, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of
down where you have all the. Mm-hmm.
Stuff nobody looks at anyway.
Website stuff down there.
All right, so here's your two for.
Okay, we'll wait for this. I was waiting for the next one. What's your punch brain kick out?
Okay, so I'll do five for the inside back cover in Central Oregon. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to do that, I'll do three for a full page in the hardcover, which is going to cost you 50 cents a hotel room for an entire year.
Okay. So we can make an informed decision on that.
And yeah, so that one's five, and then if you want to add that because you're doing it, then I'll add this one for three.
Did you find a picture of it? You have the cover?
Yeah.
No, okay, it's a surprise, but you're going to love it.
Okay.
All right, well, we can have some more discussion.
Okay.
Is this a June or is it July?
This is a May.
May.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah, so it comes up for Memorial Day. Now, I do. If you're interested in the inside back cover, you need to let me know because it's obviously a prime spot, and I'm going to be in Bend tomorrow.
Well,
so.
I think we should reserve it now, don't you?
That's
and
fine.
Then we'll decide on the twofer.
Yeah, and the extra, that's fine.
Do we want to go ahead and have someone make a motion on the Bend one?
Do we do the $5,000 for the inside back cover on the Central Oregon
second
book?
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we get some of these watches?
isn't that a cool ad, though?
We will let you know about that.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
And so here, let me give you two.
This is actually a cooler ad, Mike.
Yes,
opinion.
It is.
Yeah, no, that's it. I will say, in all honesty, the back cover of that book makes the hardcover. And it's not because Carrie's here, because I've told her this for several years. It's such a... I'm very fussy about what we put on the back cover.
Oh, the
cover.
Little kids, yeah.
And like, I don't like casino ads on back covers because they tend to be gaudy. Mm-hmm. And this is classy, it's elegant, it's consistent with the book. Same with this. That's a smoking... That's what you expect when you see something that's nice.
Well, I guess my question... I don't have a Rolex, and I don't think I'll ever be able to afford one. But does the average person go, wow, I'm going to go buy one and go down on this guy? Or obviously
guy
they do because he wouldn't advertise.
Yeah, and he's been a client for about... 9 years.
Or is it? Do you just see that neat thing and you go to the jewelry store and maybe you may not buy this, but you buy something.
Well, if you saw his jewelry store, it's in the old mill and it's smoking.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. So
I keep my wife out of there somewhere.
So you can do these two pages are sold. Mm-hmm. Okay. However, and we've got a new scary monster on the. You could do. one of those pages, or you're looking at this, and I'm thinking about for all your events and festivals, that page is open. The inside back cover is sold, and obviously Carrie's got the back.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Just as a couple of suggestions.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. And then I'll connect with you, what, half an hour or so about editorial?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's great. Okay. Thanks,
Ray. Yep. Being opposite the events, people always go, what's happening in the event? And it's right there. That's probably
it's
pretty
kind
good.
Of that's something we want
exactly.
to entertain. I always look
exactly.
from the back to the front anyway
yeah.
when I pick up the magazine.
Do we want to entertain this for $3,000 across from the calendar of events and then make this event specific, because this one would be on the coast, with a link to Facebook and then to the Discover Newport calendar of events or hotels?
May through May.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I like that. I like mm-hmm. that idea.
I think it's a good location.
Yeah.
If you go in there, that's a good location to put it.
I like the events thing, those things, like so you look for those events and seeing maybe you're not there at that time of the year, but you can see what's on one of the other times of the year if you want to return.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So do we have a motion to...
Can I see one of those? Can you have me that one?
This one? Oh.
Yeah.
Calendar events are neat as long as it's accurate and timely.
Yeah.
Hate those ones that are wrong
right.
dates.
Well, and if we do, oh, it, you know, oh, yeah. we do, if we're doing our own here,
yeah,
it's going to make it really easy for us to show how much more there is to do in Newport than any of these other
right.
places.
Good point.
And even though that's maybe not true, but the perception looking at these two pages is going to be that. So I'm going to be like, okay, next time we're staying in Newport because look at all this stuff to do in Newport, and there's you know three things for the whole year here in Tillamook.
Mm-hmm.
There's stuff in Tillamook.
Apparently.
No, no. So use it more for events? Is that what you're...
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, you know, since it's going across from the calendar of events, like we're talking about putting at least some of the events in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's good. Okay, so do we have any motion on
that? Oh, I'm not trying to intrude. I have, and I have to get on a plane later, and I'm not taking those home with me, so
I thought I would. You want to get picked up another plane.
Promotions.
That's funny. Does anyone want to make a motion toward the coast one, or do we want to wait on that decision?
Well, do you want to say how far we're going to get with these other things as far
yeah,
as the budget?
Yeah, let's come back around. Let's circle back around, shall we? Okay, then we're looking at the mile-by-mile guide. Rob Spooner's publication. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's this one.
Is that the, one of the ones that you've said in the past has generated a lot of calls to you guys or not?
Well, we did it 2 years ago, then that whole
then the
OCFA guide
things.
Thing. And so what's the answer?
Well, the OCFA guide is still going out, and there's still leads. There's 26,000 of them that go out just by mail, by request. 6,000 that go out international. And then there is about another 40,000 that are distributed at centers that want them specifically, chambers of commerce and visitor centers and things like that. So it still has a very broad distribution. So, and I don't know that we've had another opportunity to take a look at that again either. And that one, the one that he's pitching is for the, was it for the May? Oh, yeah, because this
no,
only
it's
comes
right
out.
Away.
Coming up, the 14th
yeah,
is the deadline.
Yeah.
I kind of like it myself. But maybe it's old-fashioned and corny, but
what
I, think,
would we,
I
would
think it's a neat publication. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's not international enough or something, but, I mean, people that get it, it seems like it's an easy thing to use.
Mm-hmm. Is that this one?
No, it's the mile.
The mile.
Oh, the mile.
The mile by mile.
Mm-hmm.
When they first started, it was a little small
mm-hmm.
booklet.
And it just goes through.
Yep.
So
it
would just
be
Destination Newport, would be the website, or? Yeah, probably would be like a Discover Newport website and maybe link to the hotels, the hotel page. I think that's what we had in there. The chamber put one in because when I said no last time, he coerced me strongly.
But, I mean, it's comparable dollars if you wanted to spend $3,000 there, $3,072
mm-hmm.
versus. Going to the other, but I don't know if you want to trade dollars or something.
Yeah, maybe you know. Maybe we should look at this instead of this and get
because we're already here.
Because we're already in the central.
They're
This is a travel guide.
Mm-hmm. People do pick this up at our office.
They do. Yeah. They pick it up. I know.
And it's a really good reference for us, even with the AQUA guide between the two of them, a good reference for us when people call our office asking about the coast. So.
And you send it out quite a bit.
We don't or any longer. We send out the AQUA guide or our brochure. So. Does anybody?
What was the price again?
It was $3,072.
That was for half page?
That's for half page.
Mm-hmm. And then Ted would give us a full page for that, right?
For $3,000.
Mm-hmm. But there's more. This has bigger.
Yep.
Yes. Bigger circulation.
No, absolutely.
Okay, I'd entertain a motion.
I really like this ad.
Oh, yeah.
That's cute.
I'd entertain a motion for a half-page ad in the Mile by Mile guide.
I'd so move.
Second. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. So 3,072 mile by mile. Okay. Next was...
we're not doing the Go Travel site.
We're not doing Go Travel.
Oregon Coast Today.
And then we have the Oregon Coast Today.
How much is that going to change with Oregon? I mean, do you have any feeling on that?
The only thing that has changed since they took over was the layout of it, and I believe now there's a link on the Oregon Live thing to their publication. I think there is. It seems like I saw that they have a little bit. I think that they have a little bit easier access to reach with that publication, but whether or not we want to take a hit at that again for the spring or if we want to wait and do it in the fall and do a half a year.
I'd push that one off, probably.
Yeah,
I mean, they work. It's a great publication. We advertise in them for different events. But I'm with Rick on that. It seems more specific for people when they're here. They're already here, and they're just looking for things to do in town.
Mm-hmm. It's very event-driven.
And it's so, I mean, they replace it so often that it just, yeah.
So wait till fall?
Maybe wait till later in the spring to have him come and talk to us about how this change has been perceived and how it's affected their advertising, sales, and support. So we'll hold off on this. Okay, 1859, do we want to just wait till they have the inside back cover available? Okay.
So did I misunderstand? I thought they did. It was coming up. Is that true or not?
The 1859?
Yeah, they had sold it while we were...
They sold it while we said yes, we moved on it, and then they had sold it in between the time... They sent me the email.
Because when I read the minutes, it sounded like it was coming back. We were going to decide this time. Did they get that wrong? Did I read that wrong? The Kimmy Reader proposal was made. I see. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm up to speed. You did say yes.
Yep, and they said no.
Yeah. So do we know if there's another inside that cover?
Not yet. There's an inside the publication for $2,200, but I told him that we were interested in that inside back cover, so let us know when that's available.
Got it.
Okay, so...
Meadow Outdoor.
Do we have any other billboards we want to put up at this time, or do we want to just hang tight?
One thing as a committee, I wish we could do the deal where, and this is my own personal bias, I don't like boards on four-lane roads that are on the left-hand, on the other side of the thing.
Distraction.
Am I crazy or not? But if I'm changing lanes and stuff, and I'm passing, and my eyes aren't looking way across traffic sometimes, unless it's some...
I don't have any peripheral vision on that side, so he completely missed me.
So, I mean, but he did have some boards that were on the right-hand side.
Yeah, they were the wrong way. They were in Springfield.
We hit Eugene Springfield pretty heavy, I think.
I don't know how many people are present
in Eugene.
We've got a good poster.
This one was on the east side of Springfield, and how many people are looking there to come here.
I wasn't impressed with any of the placement.
Just think about this before the next meeting, if there's any location that we're interested in having billboard placement. So when they call to say, what should we present to you? If you have a desire to do Bend or someplace like that, let me know so I can parlay that to them. So that's they're not
hitting our package with stuff.
Even Lincoln City, I'm sorry, but people just go to Lincoln City and they seem to stop. Mm-hmm. So if there's anything that opens up there, I think that would be worth it to push them back.
Okay. Where's the simple sign is better in Newport.
Just quickly, where's the Newburgh board going to be?
Like all the casino signs?
Like just approximately.
I don't recall. Without
going out of town.
It's going out of town.
Think about the gas station, the last gas station going out of town.
Okay.
I think it's pretty close to that.
Okay,
so
that's
99.
I'll look for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it'll start
is
in
there
March.
A recall, right. It's just where the...
And Portrait of Portland, we're not doing anything of that, right?
Portrait of Portland, do we want
to... it seems kind of high-end.
It's like super high-end.
It's extremely.
At.
I mean, Portland like, Monthly is a little bit more, attainable. I think in 1859, we're in that. We're going to be in that, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
And the Eugene Magazine. And they're all of a similar caliber, just for a different...
Former, did Mike Maloney used to work for the Oregonian?
I think he did.
Because I knew Mike Maloney used to be my rep. I've golfed with him and stuff. He's got to be the same guy.
He probably is, yeah.
He's a kick.
Yeah. Okay, so we're not doing Portrait at this point in time. We're 1859. We've taken care of Lee.
No, now we got to do, how about Northwest Travel Magazine?
So you did mention about the billboards in Bend. Is there any billboards in Bend of Newport?
No.
Well, if you're going to put an ad in the publication, maybe another second billboard might be considered in the future to help re-bring it into their mind. They see it in the hotel, and they see it somewhere else in the billboard. I thought that was a good idea to maybe have them present billboards from Bend and see what the prices are and where the locations are available.
Okay. I'll ask CBS and Meadow if they'll just send us something to look at.
They don't need to come.
We'll consider it and have your cell phone ready. Okay, so we're looking at Northwest Magazine. Do we have any desire to go into Northwest Magazine at this point? And that one was the proposal. He had several proposals. One of them was for a full-page ad in all of their issues, which would be 5 issues, plus their online for $13,040. Or we could do a, what is this? Oh, 2/3 page for $10,205. Or a half page for $85.15. Or a third page for $68.25. This looked to be a lot of coastal advertising in this, although I like that the feature they did on you, Carrie. That's awesome.
It's a snazzy looking piece. Mm-hmm.
They really, when they took it over from the Spooners, they really changed the look of it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say if we were going to do it, the issue where they do the coast feature would be the one to go in.
The lighthouse one?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And he said that one was in May, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want me to email him and tell him we have an interest in that issue? I don't know. The lighthouse issue. Because if they don't do our lighthouse on it, that would be a good opportunity for us to do an ad with our lighthouse.
He said, yes, the May-June issue, he said.
Okay, so the May-June issue.
Did you see this article on the Oregon, on the Dungeness Crab issue in here? That's nice.
That's the one that she was wanting us to advertise at the same time they were doing
that. Oh.
I was like, go ahead and do the article. And we'll, that was like last dog. They had talked to us about that.
Which one was that? Which magazine? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's weird they have like an ocean going. Boat pulling it out of the bay.
Is there a deadline for? Mm-hmm. I guess if it's going to be the May June, we'd have some time.
Northwest for May June, right? Okay. Next. Let's see. Meadow. We are looking at. Looks like it's going to be Mike Maloney's proposal for the March through May. Opportunity
they still
here.
Have the artwork and no production costs?
No production costs.
What is that called?
It's called On Display.
On Display, and it's the PDX-111.
I like it.
I do too.
I like it. And the installation's only $1,000.
Yeah, we already have the...
What's the total?
Do we still have that one up?
I like it.
It's down. They saved it for us. We've had it up.
It's not up now.
It's not up now.
But it's not up right now. And it's so it's $1,000.
And then it's mm-hmm.
It would be March, May, and August to October.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the total cost?
So the total cost on that would be if we did March through May, because it's per 4 week rather than per month. So let me get my calendar. Let's see what that looks like.
Lorna, make sure I get a copy of that, would you?
I will.
Because they only handed out three of them.
This one.
Okay, so that's
what she's talking about right now.
Oh.
Four. Five, six, seven, eight, nine.
I want to look at what we're on display.
Ten, 11.
For that.
So that's 13 weeks.
Oh, it's already done.
$1,000?
Yeah, it's 9,000 for 4 weeks, so that's...
Did you say 9,000 for 4 weeks?
Yeah, 9,000 per 4 weeks.
So it'd be 36.
In here.
And you're going to sell it to the council.
Yeah. Well, let me talk to you about that.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
equals. Okay, so it's so that would be 9,000 times 4 weeks, and it's how many weeks did I say?
13.
Okay, so 9,000 divided by 4 equals 2250 week times 13. So it's 29,250.
I think it's an impressive ad in Portland.
I sent you a picture of it when I was down there.
Yeah, I thought I was impressed with that.
Plus 1,000 production, so it'd be 30,250, and we could maybe hold off on deciding on the August to October, or we could commit to it
but not pay until the next fiscal year.
Sometimes at that time of the year when it's warm, it's like that.
That's
put
a
that
great,
up there. You,
yeah,
know,
it's
you want
a
to
great
get them,
time.
You want to get them out of the heat.
August and October.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we do that, 35, 36, 37, 38, it leaves us with about $40,000 to spend plus the contingency for the remainder of the year. And then we don't have to meet again. Sorry, budget.
You'll have one rough council meeting and then you'll be
which
done.
Which is actually an advantage. Okay.
So now, Lorna, you said production costs, but you said they saved the old ones. So
I think she meant
installation.
They got to go hang with some.
So the old one in condition.
The production,
is,
yeah.
The old one will make it through the year?
Yes.
Okay.
It should make it through the year. And I will. You know what, he is available. Should I call him and make sure it would make it through the year before I make a wild promise?
You don't want to have it in August and have it looking like it's, you know, in the middle of winter, been ripped up.
And then we'll ask him if we can pay for the other one in the next fiscal year. What did he say? Is the office line 513? It's just so easy to have their cell phone number and have them available for questioning instead of having... What do we do without cell phones?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. This is Lorna from Newport. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I am. We're meeting right now with Destination Newport. And we're taking a look at the PDX 111, the one that we've done before.
Yes.
And our artwork is still intact.
It is.
And would it make it through two runs, the March through May and August through October?
Yeah, it would. That the material's been real strong, and we had the Spirit Mountain has had theirs gone. They're up on 2.5 years of that, and theirs is still looking good with the same type of material. So, I believe we'll be in good shape.
Okay, perfect. And then if we decide to do this, so we see the production cost and then the rate of 9,000 per 4 week period, and you're talking through the end of May, not just through May 1st, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So it was March, April, May. I'm trying to look for that exact page, but
12 weeks per period. Okay, so
So March, April, and May. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Because I thought March looked like the March through May looked like 13 weeks, but if we're talking 12 weeks per run, that's great. And if we decided to do that, could we pay for the August through October in our next fiscal year, which would be after July 1?
Yeah, we can absolutely do that.
So we'd split it up. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, we're going to be making a decision on that today, and I will get back to you.
That's great. Well, I'm available if you have any other questions, so I appreciate it and excited to work with you again.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yeah.
Take care. Bye.
Okay.
So that's even better because that's 12 weeks instead of the 13.
That's good to hear. The casino went 2.5 years with their copy.
Yeah. Yeah, so 12 weeks then. Let me get you the correct total. About 12 weeks would be 2250. So it would be 27,000 plus 995 out of this fiscal budget, and then the same amount out of next year's fiscal budget. Okay. Do we want to entertain a motion to do that?
I didn't understand that fiscal thing you just did.
Okay. So
what motion? I guess I better get it.
What I will say is that we have a, I'll just say this for the purpose of recording, we have a opportunity again to renew our Portland display at 4th and Oak with a 90-foot skyscraper vinyl that has already been produced, so we won't have any production costs associated with this, and the poster will remain intact for future postings. The proposal was for a 2 three-period runs, which are 12 weeks per period, the first one being March through May, and the second one being August through October. The net ad rate is $9,000 per four-week period, which would be $27,000 per period run, $995 for the installation. So the cost would be $27,995 to run March through May of 2012, and then $27,995 to run August through October. The payments would be divided up between the two fiscal years, the May through March being due in the 2011-2012, and the August through October being due in the 2012 to 2013. Do I have a motion? 13-14. I get that confused. Okay, do I have a motion to proceed with this? To go with the PDF.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So I will get in touch with Mike. And
Pending council
approval. And is the $5,000 one pending council approval, or are we okay on that one?
We're okay on those two.
Okay, great. Okay, one less to worry about. And then did we have any other?
Well, we didn't do the Northwest Travel Magazine. We haven't decided anything.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We talked about we'd like to go in the lighthouse.
Oh, the lighthouse. I'm going to email them and find out when the deadline is and how much the cost is for us to do a full page.
What lighthouse is that one specific?
Well, he put our lighthouse on the cover.
And then we didn't want to do anything with Meadow. So is that all we had?
So May, June is the lighthouse issue, so it's probably
April?
March, April. Okay. And
so our feeling is we're just buying one ad to give it a try. We're not going to go in multiple months or anything, right? Is that how you're feeling?
Yeah. Correct. I think that's how we were all kind of leaning towards. I don't know whether to shut her down and talk about council the other night or talk about council.
And Dean, we're going to ask you to leave.
I know. Why?
Let me start out.
Okay,
because,
go ahead.
Should we be on
the record.
All right.
Each council has their own identity, what they want to make decisions. So the first couple meetings, even though staff is presenting things like they've always done in the past, new counselors may want things a little bit different. And there's nothing wrong with that, and staff has to adjust. It just so happens that the very first meeting with three new counselors, and we provided things like we've always done, they weren't comfortable with that. And only because we didn't provide a lot of the stuff that we have here. And we never had it in the past, and it was never a concern. So it's really staff's responsibility to say, okay, our counselors are going to want to see this stuff when they make the decision. So I didn't take offense to it. I just, it's like, okay, I better adjust because this is what they want. So at the next agenda, when we come here, we'll bring all this stuff so that they understand how we came to it, or how you guys came to a decision, what it was, so they feel more comfortable. It's really, that was it. So even though I know Lorna is like, why are they asking these questions? It's because They're new, and yeah. They had...
Dean saved the day, didn't he? Like,
yeah, and Dean did a wonderful job explaining the things.
Yeah.
Well, I think there were two things. One was, it was $52,000 mm-hmm. for the one proposal, and they thought that was a lot of money, and they didn't realize this stuff isn't cheap.
Right.
And then the second issue was they were the new counselor wanted three bids, and a lot of this stuff it's hard to bid because you're looking at this publication versus this publication, and you're trying to figure out which one you think is the most attractive. Obviously,
the counselor that wants bids, let them come to the meeting and see what goes on.
Yeah. Well, and if I could jump in, because they did want to have Destination Newport meet with them so that you guys can explain. What you do, you have this pot of money, and how do you make decisions? How do you get in information, you know, so they feel more comfortable? And it's just really a learning experience, I think, for the three new ones. And it's not a bad
idea.
Well,
maybe we invite the three new ones to come to the next meeting.
We talked about doing that. And I think one thing that I think I tried to mention is, like, on the billboards, we have two companies. But it's all location, and whichever mm-hmm. company has the better location gets the business.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it would be nice to stay with one company consistency, but it comes down to who has the better place. Like, you know, you talked earlier about left versus right.
Right.
If you got one company that's all left and one company that's all right,
that'll be all right.
Well, but, it becomes.
But in any event, you know, those nuances are hard. You guys have a different product than all the other products that the city buys. Like, if the city buys toilet paper, you know, it's real simple. You know, one company bids $1,000, another one bids $1,500, you go with $1,000, as long as the quality's.
I'll just explain to the council what we're saving by doing this instead of hiring an agent.
And I did mention that.
He did, and Jim did too.
That about a third of the budget was saved because you guys are doing all this.
I think that, you know, that the newness of the councilors mm-hmm. that had the concerns, they'll get through the learning curve. This is just an education. But the daunting part of it was that Dean is absolutely right. What we are purchasing, we're probably the only city committee that actually deals with a budget. And they were reminded a number of times, not only by Dean and by Jim, but even by David Allen, to be fair, that we're a volunteer committee and we've done an outstanding job of doing this without an agency and wielding, you know, through it. The hard part is that our product is like comparing an apple to a zebra. Mm-hmm. When you're comparing billboards, it might be a billboard, but again, the location, the size, is it illuminated, how long is it going to be up, what are the production costs? And I did explain that we had our best final by two different companies last time, plus a third company to look at. And there was a little bit of a concern about slanting all towards one company, and I had to say no, we didn't. But again, that was a lack of their knowledge of our past. And just our past. And so I offered to do another slideshow that we did a few years ago at a council work session. And it might also be a good opportunity for them to look at our bylaws and the ordinances tied in with the NC, because I also don't think that there's an understanding that the 54-46 split has to occur because of the House bill, and that the second part of that is that the city, you know, puts this money towards marketing, and it has to be used towards marketing Newport. Right. And the third thing being that marketing comes in all forms, and it's also extremely expensive. It's not a matter of buying per column inch anymore. You're buying,
and it's really intangible. It's very hard for people to understand.
It is.
And it's just like, you know, you've been on the council before. There was one guy that was there that night. It's the first time he'd been on the council. We appointed him, and boom, he was in the seat. It's like,
whoa.
Yeah.
You know, he voted no, but in any event, you know.
It did go through. There were two that voted no, and it was the two of our newer counselors that voted no. But I think, again, one of them clarified that it was just because his lack of knowledge about what we do and how we spend, and he'd like to have more information about that. So it was painful. It wasn't fun.
Thank you, Laura.
At the time.
Oh, my gosh.
But now that I've had a couple days to get over and lick my wounds a little bit, it's fine. Maybe I was just a little thin-skinned that night. But thank you for giving me a heads up that was a potential to happen, so that at least helped.
And then one of the things I think I mentioned it was that Jim's always here, and he's always got his little budget sheet out, so he doesn't allow the committee to go.
We've never overspent yet.
I think that's the other thing Dean pointed out, too. When
when a question was asked about, well, do you just get people in front of you and just make a decision and that's it? And it's like everything good that comes along looks great, just buy it. It's like, no, we don't. We actually have a plan, and we have specific areas and a specific demographic that we market towards and a brand. And then Dean jumped in and said, you know, you don't just have people on that committee that are random people in the community. You have the CEO of the aquarium, you have the CEO of an attraction, you have three hoteliers.
Which is also required by the ordinance.
Exactly. And he said, so you have people that have knowledge of marketing and that are doing it for their own businesses or organizations that we're able to participate with or alongside of, instead of having some, you know, redundancy out in the market or some...
Right.
I just think it's important that, you know, and I like this committee because you guys know this stuff. I mean we're looking at these publications and most of you guys are in these. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that, because they work for you, and I think that's a good indicator to continue with this mm-hmm. magazine versus that magazine or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Lorna for taking it on the chin for all of us.
I took it in another place the other night, Carrie.
I know. As long as it didn't ask about Howard's video, we're okay.
I can give you two updates.
Let me give you
two updates. Today in America is finished, and the segment is posted on the Newport Chamber website right now.
Sorry.
And it's on the cities too.
Okay.
And that should be broadcast here in the spring. And it'll be over several weeks because they don't just broadcast it once. But they did give us a digital download version.
Cool.
For use on our website.
You like it?
Yeah, it's okay. It's, you know, the imagery that day that he shot, it was a dark and cloudy mm-hmm. day, but for the purpose of who it's targeting and what the message is saying, it's, you know, it's not necessarily a full tourism as much as it is economic development, live, work, and play,
good.
And visit. So
that's really good.
Pretty well rounded, and okay. they were pretty easy to work with. Second thing, Howard Chippy actually has moved to Astoria. The project is done, but now the port is working on identifying funding to be able to produce some of the DVDs. I've not seen the finished product yet, so I will ask. I'll email Don Mann and ask him to have.
So it's out of Howard's hands.
Yeah, by this point, I believe.
Who has the?
I think Don Mann has
the real
has the real deal. I think it lives online somewhere.
Okay.
But it is a finish. It's just not printed or published or produced in any fashion. So
that was an interesting.
That was two
I know.
Yeah,
the
show
Cheryl was still here.
Yeah.
We were at the rec center, so we had the meeting. I remember.
I'm taking notes on this.
That's right. Okay. So I guess that if anybody doesn't have any other. We'll go ahead and adjourn this little soiree until next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Second Thursday, February. Welcome, Neil.
Welcome. That's the only thing you do.
It usually doesn't.
Can we go somewhere quickly?
Are you really? Well, good.
Okay.
I was going to see if you guys were in town tomorrow night before you went home, if you wanted to get together and go.
Yes.
You can stay if you want.
Okay, let me. Well, Juan's coming too.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Okay, good.